I love keeping up with WikiLeaks and keeping in touch with all of their leaks. It's very interesting stuff. But the one we had there not that long ago, claiming that the CIA and UK intelligence used microphones and TVs as listening devices even when they were turned off, and things like that really interested me. Zorn Barner, who's an IT consultant, has a bit of a more of a technical view on this. G'day, Zorn.
How are you, Ian?
I'm very well. First of all, a lot of people would be thinking, that can't be happening, surely. But it is.
They will. It is, and it's been happening for quite a while, and unfortunately, it's not Hollywood, it's actually real.
Do they need the Wi-Fi hooked up?
Yeah, they actually need, in the case of your TV, so before everyone runs out and puts masking tape on the top of their TV, you can actually, the only way this particular issue could be used against people was if they had physical access to the TV. So if they were in your house, they could come in, connect into your TV, upload some software and be able to, obviously leaving when you weren't around, record your conversations and, in some cases, record video.
The CIA, you'd expect to do things like that and, you know, agencies like MI6, et cetera, and our own.
You would, and part of that is because they're obviously facing other governments who have the exact same capabilities and tools. And unfortunately, what's going to happen as a result of this is all of those other teams, if you like, are going to see how and what the CIA has been doing against their own people or their own governments. Fortunately for all of the, you know, Joe public punters like you and I, they really targeted. It's not mass surveillance. And a lot of it that was published on the internet didn't contain the actual how-tos. It was, this is what you could do, but didn't tell people how to do it. And that still hasn't been released. And it was over 8,000 files. So it was a huge,
that's a lot, isn't it?
It was a huge breach. The interesting piece about this that's going to affect most of us every day is that a lot of the products that we go in and buy, some of the companies that make those products were actually implicated in this release. So there's a couple of things that you can do just at home every day to protect yourself, hopefully, in some way against getting caught up in some of this.
What would they be?
The number one thing is always, whether it's your mobile phone, your home computer, is actually update the versions on it. So we've all, it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
Well, in the case of security, that's probably the worst thing you can do. So you actually want to make sure that your version of your iPhone or your Google phone is always up to date. And that also means the software on it, also means the software on your computer, whether it's a Mac or Windows, make sure that's up to date, and the software that runs on it.
The best thing to do is have those automatic updates, isn't it, when it comes to your computers?
On. Yep, turn them on, make sure they're always up to date. The other thing is, don't download and run software you don't know. Try, if you're on Google, use Google's store. Don't go using unknown random stores to download software that you've never heard of before. Try and use the manufacturer or the vendor's stores.
Great advice. Zorn Barner, IT consultant, thanks very much, mate. That'll make a few people feel a lot better.
Thanks very much, Ian.
Fishing. A jerk on one end of a line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Oceanic Marine, the only specialist boating service centre in Busselton.
Hey, Holly.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good. Yeah, not bad. What's going on? You cool?
Oh, yeah. Well, the weather's pretty cool out here at the moment, so I thought we were starting to get a bit of summer there happening after summer, but that's all changed again. So,
it has changed a bit, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we're blowing us part off all weekend. Sunday, there's a bit of a window there, sort of lunchish. Any guys might be able to get, like I said, there's plenty of Dewey's out in the bay, guys, plenty of King Georgie's. Maxine has gone to Perth today to suss out the boat. It's been 2 weeks yesterday. She's had enough. She can't find out what's going on. So, look out up Leisure Cat up in Perth there. Maxine's on the way. So. Tommy Tyler went out craying on the weekend. He went up to Pepe. He said he had his quota in 20 minutes. The whites are back
in, like I said last week.
Yeah, so get up there, get into them. Around the other side too, apparently the guys have been diving as they're coming back through the heads, you know, all through into the ramp there at Hamlin and Canal and all that. They reckon there's feelers everywhere under all, so they've sort of, you don't really have to go out far from the ramp, apparently. So.
Wow.
So that's a good sign. The moon phase is at the right time now, guys, from here for the next couple of weeks for the squid in the bay. Crab, Scotty Clark went out the other day. He said every crab was just undersized. Everywhere he went, undersized, never brought home a size crab. But then again, talking to Tommy Tyler this morning, he said Augusta, the big boys are in at Augusta. So it's actually worth a drive, guys. Hook your boats up and go down to Augusta and get a nice feed of the big boys down there. So,
there's plenty of options. Blackwood?
Sorry?
In the mouth of the Blackwood there up the river?
Yeah, up the river. Yep. I think they go right up too. They've even had them down at what's that name of that bridge there where Springer and that normally go. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Brimfish. Yeah, they're right up there, for God's sakes.
Wow.
In amongst the marron, I'm guessing. So. Go from blue or red crabs to black crabs. So, yeah, be careful there, boys. But
don't touch them.
Don't touch them ones. No, otherwise, not good at all. But otherwise, there's a little bit of window. Weekend's not looking too bad. But tight lines, I think.
All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
All right, see you, Blackers.
See you, buddy. Bye bye.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Speaking of chuckle wheezing and falling about, is you know who?
Oh, I don't get that reference. Anyone else know what he's talking about?
No.
Hello, Dolls. Happy 30th birthday, not to you, of course, but to you two's Joshua Tree, an album that has gone number one in 20 countries. Make you feel old or what?
Yep, definitely.
When albums like that are 30, where has the time gone? Does that
I can tell you.
There's one guy to do it. There will be a reissue in June with rarities, B-sides, and 2017 remixes. Don't touch it if it's not broken.
That's right.
Don't fix it, Dales. Hey, Black Sabbath have split.
Yep, finished. It's over.
Did you know that they were still together?
Yeah, I saw them only a few years ago.
What?
I was actually saying to Aaron before, he was talking about you talking about Black Sabbath, and I went, she wouldn't even know who Black Sabbath
is. Yes, I would, because I'm a big fan of the Osbournes on MTV. So I'm all about Aussie. And a big fan of his daughter, Kelly.
Yeah,
now, speaking of TV shows, you know that a show is huge when the release date is making headlines?
I
For
know,
God's
I know,
sakes.
I know.
Game of Thrones Season 7 will be back July the 16th this
Can't
year.
Wait.
Put that in the diary, and there's a little taster for you.
We are Ironborn. We take what is ours.
Same thing is coming for all of us. There is only one war that matters. The Great War. And it is here.
Sounds intense.
It does. And I'm a big fan of dragons.
Aren't you ever? You work with me every day. And that is Showbiz Dales.
Rightio. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.